Democrat Kathy Lenatra is seeking another term as state representative in the 12th Plymouth District, and she joins us this morning to discuss her campaign. Representative, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Always a pleasure to be here.
So the first question I'm going to ask is, why do you want another term?
Well, you know, as I tell everybody, serving as the state representative of the 12th Plymouth District has honestly been an honor of my lifetime. I have been able to accomplish many things in our district. I've been able to help so many constituents, which really is just so rewarding for myself and my staff. And I love my job, and I want to continue to represent the people of the 12th Plymouth District.
All right. Well, let's go to some issues, one of which, a major one for you, has been an ongoing one for many people in this area, the decommissioning of the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Station.
Yes, yes, it definitely has. You know, we've worked really hard with Save Our Bay. We've worked really hard with the residents of Plymouth and also the residents of the Cape, right, to make sure that they don't dump into the bay, and they don't release into the air. So we've worked on that. I've worked, you know, with my colleagues. I've worked with State Rep Matt Muratore. I've worked with State Rep Dylan Fernandez. I've worked with State Rep Sarah Peek on this. We've worked up and down the shore to make sure that this doesn't happen.
Now, on something actually, since you brought them both up, an issue they just talked about last night in our forum was the migrant crisis.
Yes, yes.
What are your, can I get your perspectives on what the state should be doing to deal with this issue?
You know, as we all know, it's a federal issue that was really dumped on our lap, and we're doing the best that we can with it at the time. I have a hotel in Kingston, the Baymont, that has a lot of families there, and they arrived 2 years ago without our knowledge. And I think that we've been doing the best that we can. We've changed the right to shelter laws, the 9 months. There's still a lot more to do. But, you know, these are families that have come in. You know, we hear all these horrible things too, but the people that are at our hotel are actually nuclear families, and they really want to work, and we're trying to get to expedite the working papers, because there's a lot of small businesses in that area that really need workers, and this is the type of work that they do. But not to say there's not a lot to do. We need to focus on our residents in Massachusetts. I heard Rep Fernandez and Rep Muratore say our veterans have first priority. That's a whole nother issue. We have a whole nother thing. You know, we have funds put aside for our veterans. Our veterans have always come first, and they've always been prioritized. They're just not in that EA system. We have a different housing line for them. But, you know, both of them are correct. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. Our Massachusetts residents really should be prioritized. But again, these are nuclear families. They've come here because where they live is just so horrific that they needed a place to go. And that right to shelter law, I do think that we need to work on that.
Now, something we kind of touched about this a little bit in that question, but housing, that's another big issue across in the district and across the Commonwealth.
Yeah, affordable housing is not just housing, but affordable housing. But we do have a housing shortage, that is for sure. As you know, I'm also a real estate agent, so I see it firsthand. And I also have a 30-year-old son that has put in at least 25 offers that he's been outbid. And there's really nothing out there. There's nothing for our younger people. There's nothing for our older people that want to downsize. You know, they can't keep up the house that they're in. But to actually downsize into, say, a senior community, that's still ridiculous. The communities coming up in Plymouth are $600,000, $700,000, $800,000 and up. You know, that's a lot of money for someone that wants to downsize or that's on a fixed budget. So housing, with the housing bond bill, is going to put some money into that. You know, it's housing all around the spectrum, right? Affordable housing, small housing. I think we could get away from those McMansions that we've built in the 80s and the 90s and the early 2000s. But we do. You don't have neighborhoods that are being built now like the neighborhoods that I was brought up in, where they're like middle-class neighborhoods, they're split ranches, or they're ranches where families grow up. We don't have that anymore. We're building these big, huge homes. And one of the reasons is contractors, they need that leverage. They don't want 2007, when they had to keep dropping and dropping the price, they weren't making any money. So I think with this private-public partnership, that we'll be able to get some more housing on the market, we'll be able to build more affordable housing, which will help everybody. It will help our businesses, their employees will have a place to live. It will keep our young people here that we educate here, and they're moving out of state because they can't afford to live here, or they can't find anything to live here. So housing is gonna help everything all around.
All right. Now, just quickly, you have an event you wanted to tell us about?
I do. So yesterday, there was an opening from Volunteers of America for a Veterans Outreach Center in the middle of Plymouth. And that was such a great event. But I wanted to bring up that we have passed the HERO Act, which is the most comprehensive veteran legislation ever. And I am fortunate enough to have the veteran... Secretary of Veterans Services, John Santiago, join me on Tuesday, October 29th at the American Legion Post 40 in Plymouth. And that's going to be 9:30 to 11:30. And we're going to discuss the HERO Act and discuss all the benefits that are available to our veterans and service members to really dive in deep. And because a lot of them don't know what benefits they have. So we're going to go over that. And again, I'm lucky to have the Secretary of Veterans Services there to explain everything.
All righty. And where can people quickly go to learn more about your campaign?
You can always go to KathyLinatra.com. And I have a Facebook page as well, or just Google me. My number's there and all my contact information.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We do appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.